Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? I'm your boy Chaz.
Father Time.
Yo. Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Over here chilling. How you doing? You good?
Yeah, I couldn't tell what was going on. Look like we had a little malfunction, but y'all know what it is. Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy, Chaz. You know me, Young Dolla Mike. Inconspicuous by his absence once again, it's Father Time. But, you know, as always, I got the lovely Miss Toy with me. What's up, baby?
What's up? Hey, y'all.
Hey. You know what?
What?
You know how it is. It's intimate encounters. You know what I'm saying? You know what we do on Wednesday. We're going to get it in, do what we do. You know, I got a topic that me and you really can embark on. Check it out. We're going to hit a song real quick. And after this song, we're going to come back. We're going to hit that topic. That's good with you, girl?
Got you.
All right, let's do this.
Oh, give me
who, but I can't now, cause I want you. See, I'm hooked on how you affect your style, and I wanna talk for a little while. I never really seen your type, but I must admit that I kinda like. So maybe if you have the time, we can talk about.
Nah, I get over that, right? I get that. We do our damn thing. And she put me in this death grip. You hit me, she gripped me and clenched me so hard and told me, please never leave me. Okay. Give me a little bit. But I'm thinking, okay, it's the power of the Wayne. The Wayne got it going crazy. Once I pull it up out of her, she'd be back to normal. This crazy motherfucker was coming up to my job. I mean, literally, coming up to my job. She was, matter of fact, she was sisters with the secretary. She was sisters with the secretary. Went in there, got all my personal information. You know what I'm saying? Would come find out every place I was working at. And, you know, my boss said, hey, man, you can't be having her over here. And every time I would tell her, hey, you can't come, she would just grab me and hug me and get the kissing on me. But I miss you. I need you. Now, take in mind, all this is like within 5 to 7 days. I'm trying to play it off. I'm trying to play it off, you know, because I'm like, oh, man, this girl, just, she didn't, you know, she done went crazy. And, you know, I'm out of my business. I get ready to leave. You know, I'm like, hey, I'm going to call you when I get home. Man, this motherfucker called. I mean, I ain't even walked in the door good. Now, you know, she, well, you know, back in the day, I'm going to tell you this, back in the day, I never gave out my real number. I would always give out my mom's number. Just so happened, you know, I would always stop at my mama's house when I got off work. I didn't walk in the door good. Walk in the door. The phone ring. I said, hello? Hey, what you doing? Damn, I just left you 10 minutes ago. You know, I'm like, okay, well, I'm about to take a shower. I'll call you right back. I'm about to take a shower. Pick up the phone. 2 minutes later, the phone ring. What you doing? Damn, I ain't even took my clothes off yet. I'll call right back 2 minutes later. You through yet? So, you know, I'm God trying to play off. Now, my stupid-ass little brother, he would answer the phone. And she would talk to my brother couldn't have been no more than 11 or 12. So she would talk to him for hours. Him and my sister, just talk to him for hours on end, trying to, you know, juice them for information. I mean, she'll come back saying shit to me, though. I'm like, how the fuck this bitch know all this? Come find out it was my brother giving up all the information. My sister was smart enough not to give up no information, but my brother, he would give her all the information she wanted. The bitch used to catch the bus to ride past my mother's house just to see was I there. And we get off on 11th Avenue by Popeye's Chicken and call from the payphone just to tell me that I'm seeing your car right there.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I would run outside and look, and she just on the bus just looking at me. Just looking. I mean, it got scary. It got fucking scary. So you know what I'm saying? I had to break it off with her. And you know, in the process of breaking it off, man, she was doing all type of shit, coming up to my job, starting arguments. She was winning so far to tell my little sister she's finna go around and spread a rumor that I had AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my sister told her, you know, I'll beat your ass if you go around telling somebody some shit like that about my brother. So, it really got bad, man. It got bad. I mean, I literally... I had to trick her. I had to trick her to make her think that I was upset. I sent my boy to go fuck her. And she thought by fucking my boy, she was getting back at me. She don't know that I actually set it up where he could fuck her. And, you know, I played like I was just hurt. Oh, my God, you fucked my boy. I don't want to talk to you no more. That was the only way I got her off me. I mean, literally, no, I mean, I walked past her, she would snap. I mean, this girl almost cost me my job and everything. And I mean, and all this was like in a 2-week span.
Damn.
Come on, y'all can't tell me that wasn't crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. Crazy.
What are you calling that? That shit, I don't. But now, here's the funny thing. I saw it the other day. I saw the other day. I turned my head. I turned my head and I hid my face. Now, normally, normally I'll be the first one to tell you.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
But shit, that bitch scared me. That scared me. And to this day, she scares me. I mean, the bitch was crazy. And we just gonna call her Wanda. Well, Wanda, if you listening, you a crazy bitch. You are definitely a crazy bitch, Wanda. But I mean, hey.
But was she like that? Do you know if she was like that with other people?
You know that?
Right.
For my knowledge, I don't know. I really don't know. I know that, man, I just know the bitch was crazy with me. What you got for me, Joy? I know you got one.
Yes, I am currently a victim of being stalked. I don't know what to do. I'm at the point where I feel like I need to kill this nigga just to give me a peace of mind. I literally cannot sleep. All because I break up with... Let me go back. It got to the point where I stopped dealing with him. And then I got scared because he would, like, ride past the house. So I was like, okay, so before this nigga break in my house or do some shit, I'm still going to just try to be his friend. Then he was fast out, oh, nah, you my woman. I'm like, no, I'm not. We're friends. You my woman, we're not. So then it just kept going on. And now I don't talk to him. I don't deal with him. I don't answer his phone calls. This nigga actually literally knocked on my door last night, you all. I need to talk to you. I'm like, okay, I got restraining order. Call the police. I do all this, okay? The police don't give a damn unless you kill somebody or they do something to you. So now that's the point where I'm at. I'm at the point where right now I feel like I have to kill him. Something has to happen to him before he does something to me.
I mean, have you made the proper police reports?
Yes. And in every last one of them, I say I am in fear of my life, okay? Be saying that just, ma'am, yeah, I'm scared for my life, though, for real talk. So that when I kill him, there's a paper trail. So if I kill him or something happen, I'm defending myself, for real talk. I get up during the middle of the night. I have to be at work at 2 o'clock in the morning. I get up all night. When I'm at work, I'm worried about my house. I'm worried about my kids when they're walking down the street because he'll ride past my kids and blow. Beep, beep. That he stalks me and my children. Ride up and down the street, see a car that he don't know and will straight up sit in my driveway or sit across the street and wait to see who's coming out of my house to get in the car. And then call me, oh, that's your new nigga. That's how you gonna do me. You for real. You for real.
Shoot him. Shoot the bitch.
I am. I'm going to shoot him and call his mama.
Wait a minute. We got Eddie Kane sliding in. Eddie.
Ain't no Eddie over here, dude.
Hey, you sliding in kind of late. What's up, Tommy?
What's cracking, man?
Oh, man. We sit there. We talking about stalkers tonight, man.
Okay.
Now, I'm waiting. I'm gonna let you get in on this too. But I'm gonna go to Janine. Janine.
Yeah. Actually, he was kind of younger than me. That was probably the biggest problem. What?
You said that again now?
I said he was younger than me, so that was part of the problem. He was only like 22.
So no. In other words, he wasn't stalking. You just talked him out.
I just what?
Talked him out, baby.
He was
funny thing on him.
Well, this was a few years ago. I wasn't that much older than him.
He
was. I was like probably 10 years, maybe 9, 10 years older.
Okay. Well, I mean,
he was calling my job. You know, after a while, you know, you get tired. You be like, okay, that's enough of that. And I let him go. He was calling my job, talking about he's not going to leave. We still together. We not breaking up. He started calling my house. I don't know how he got the number. He found out what the number was. He called, was leaving messages for my husband. For my husband to call him. You know, all this and that. He was coming toward, driving around in my neighborhood, trying to see where I lived at. It was just crazy. It was just crazy. I eventually called his mother. I was like, if you could please talk to your son and tell him to stop calling me. And she was hurt. Oh, y'all not talking? Oh, no, no. I know I'm part of the family, but no.
Oh, okay. I see we got somebody new on here. Ooh, Mr. Charlie. What's up, Mr. Charlie?
What's happening?
What's good, man?
Man, she's talking about getting the little boys and shit, molesting and shit.
I can't hear you that, bro.
Bitch molested at home.
Wait a minute, say that again, brother.
That whole molester.
Who a molester? What are you talking about?
The bitch, man. Just talking about the 10-year-old motherfucker. Whatever the fuck she said.
I said he was 10.
I was 10 years older than him.
Same shit.
What?
I mean, he was in his 20s. I didn't see a molester.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Fuck it.
You all right, Mr. Charlie?
What?
You all right, man?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm real good. I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about there, bro.
Shit, that's what I was talking about.
I'm saying that she said that, she, that the guy was just 10 years younger than her. She didn't say he was 10.
Man,
shit. Well, I tell you what, Mr. Charlie, you got a story about somebody stalking you?
Out of here.
Get the
fuck
out of here. What the
fuck is that any motherfucking way?
Let's call him back. Can we call him back?
No, we can't call him back.
Shit.
Fuck Charlie. The fuck was that, man?
I have no idea, man. He's calling from GI, so I don't know.
What was he talking about?
I don't know.
He caught the tail end. He just heard 10 years old. That's all he heard. I tried to tell him in private. I said, no, bro, he in his 20s. She 10 years older than him. He like, she fucking motherfucking kid. I'm like, man. Okay, man.
Fuck.
He's smoking that good shit, boy.
Great.
Yeah, he's smoking that free weed. But, you know, it's Sin City, so, you know, that's the way it go.
That's how we
play as row.
Come
on, you driver, man. You,
listen, Charlie didn't call back, man. You want to bring him in or you want to let him hang? It's your choice.
Bring him in.
Yo, what's up, dog?
Can we have some of what you smoking, drinking off? take if you ain't gonna call?
Hello.
Okay. Did he fall asleep?
Come on.
What about
Man, we do him like that.
Yeah, hello. There we go. There we go.
All right, man, ain't nobody got time to fuck him this time. I don't know what the fuck wrong with this cat.
I didn't think of like that.
Yeah, he's way out there.
Huh?
I say he out there. He on that ooh-wee, man. He fucking with that straight
man,
up.
Man, we don't worry about that. Anyway, like I was saying before we so rudely interrupted. You got something to tell me, man, about anybody ever stalked you, dog?
Well, I won't say it was a stalker, man, but I did mess with this crazy broad before, man. Way back when I was in Job Corps. This chick was fucking nuts, man. Her name was Sheila. That's her real name.
You gonna call her?
Her name was Sheila. Last name began with a D. But check this out, man. We kicking it, right? We're in Job Corps, you know, we kicking it, having a good time, right?
Right.
She accused me of stepping out, which I didn't do. You know, and then she set me up. We sitting on a motherfucking park bench, right?
Right.
You know, center. We sitting in like a little picnic table type thing, right? She drinking on a pop, right?
Right.
And she just talked to me all nice and calm. You know, I miss you today and all that good shit. Man, I turned my head, dude, and she busted me the back of my motherfucking head with a bottle of pop. And then ran. So, of course, I gave chase. You know I gave chase, right? Since if I'd have caught her ass, I'd have knocked her ass clean out, right? So she ran straight to the security, right? And now they hear me up telling me that I hit her. I'm the one walking around with a knot in the back of my head. I'm talking about look at the back of my head, man. She hit me with a bottle. Well, she's saying that you hit her first. I didn't even touch her. Where her marks at? You know what I mean? She was fucking psycho, man. Fucking straight up psycho. We'd all be in the motherfucking chow hall, getting our grub on, dude. She would come over there and flip my tray over. All kind of crazy-ass shit, man. The whole tray of food gone, dude. Just walk past and flip my tray over.
Yeah, we know how you love your food.
Man, I don't play. Crazy motherfucker. I tried to hit her ass with a broom. Fuck that, man. That's the only thing I can see to pick up, man. You crazy motherfucker, man.
Oh, man. The funny part is that I'm actually... You picking up a broom, swinging it at her.
Dude, that's all I could grab was a broom. She did that shit for like a week straight, man. Just flip my tray over, dude, every morning. I'm like, man, let her flip my shit over today. I'm going to put it on my head.
She would just flip your tray over.
Dude, she would just walk by and flip my tray over. And I'm just stupid when I'm knowing she's going to do it, but I'm like, She gotta be over this bullshit by now. You know what I'm saying? It's like Wednesday. She's still flipping motherfucking trails. This shit happened on Saturday. So, you know, instead of me doing like my man the stir crazy, wasn't that Grossberger? Just cutting
shit
up.
Yeah.
Like, nah, she ain't gonna flip my shit over today. She gotta be done with that bullshit. She flipped my shit over, man, for 5 straight days. But I grabbed the motherfucking broom, and then, you know, they put me on restriction. I was in the security office for 3 days. I had to sleep in the security office. She going around, you know what I'm saying? She telling them I'm threatening her and shit and sending messages, talking about I'm going to fuck up and shit. And once I grabbed the broom, you know, that made it seem like, you know what I'm saying, that I'm really saying all this shit, which I wasn't saying. But I just got tired of flipping my shit over, man, so I was going to buzz ahead with the broom. And they hit me up. Threw me in security. I had to sleep in security for 3 days. Crazy motherfucker. Sheila. Sheila DeRamus. Fuck it.
Goddamn.
That's a fucking name. Sheila DeRamus.
Her name was Sheila DeRamus. I hope she's listening. Crazy motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, to leave that crazy motherfucker alone, I'm telling you. That wasn't no stalker type shit. She just was just nuts.
All right, well, I mean, okay. Now, well, Tori, let me ask you this.
What's up?
You said the man turned into a stalker. Was it something you did, per se, to just tipped him out? I mean, what made him just start stalking?
I don't know. I left him alone.
I mean, was you at first?
Okay. When I ask people about this town, apparently he stalks everybody. Everyone he has been with has left him because of the dumb shit he do. Okay? And then when you leave him, he stalk your ass till he find a new woman. I pray this man, I will hook him up with somebody just to get his ass off of me.
Let me ask you one question right quick. Did you ever say, I love you? Did you ever tell him you loved him?
Yeah, I love everybody. Don't mean I'm, okay, yeah. I said I love you. Don't mean I'm in love with you.
Hey, you brother,
I got that conversation too, but y'all, I have to explain to y'all my whole thing with him. I'm single. I am single. I enjoy being single. So if I tell you I don't want to be in a relationship, you can come through, we can fuck, you go on about your business. You don't live in my house, I'm not finna call you and ask you to do this, X, Y, Z. None of that. Don't pay my bills, I'll call you, we meet up at a hotel, we fuck, you go your way, I'm gonna go mine. Okay? That went on. That's how it all started. Next thing I know, I mean, I'm telling y'all, I don't go to parties with him. If somebody in my family has something, he can't come. I'm coming by myself. All that. If somebody in his family was having something, you would never see me. Now, unless I was just like, okay, fuck it, I'm going to go because I might know somebody that was already there or something. You know what I'm saying? We ain't never been booed up together in no club. None of that.
Okay, well, I mean.
So when I told him that from the jump, we are not in a relationship. I always said that. I'm single. I'm going to stay single. I'm cool. I got a lot of male friends, and he's the only one that has this bitch right now, motherfucker, street now. I'm for real. I'm just outside in the dark. I got this like dark part of my house, and you can't see me unless I come all the way around the corner. But I can see you. This bitch just rolled past.
Oh shit. Okay, well, yeah. I mean, we gonna have 1-1 on standby. Miss T, what's up, baby?
What's going on?
Hey, Miss T say she do the stalker.
Nigga wanna play games. I'm gonna play your games with you. Hell yeah, I done did some stalking. I ain't gonna even lie.
Okay, all right. All right, you gotta break it down for me. What is your goal when you do the stalking?
My goal is to let him know you can't fuck over me. But my purpose for stalking was the nigga kept telling me he won't fuck with nobody but me. So I'm coming over there. I'm over here whenever I want to. I come whenever I want to. Now, all of a sudden, you need some space for a week. So, you know, the first day, he's talking about he needs to get his head together. So the first day was cool. I'm like, yeah, maybe, we've been moving too fast. Maybe this is what we need. Second day, I'm like, fuck it. You know, that third day, okay, it's time for me to get this thing tightened up. Then left the club. I just goes over this. I'm calling as I'm on my way over there. I can't answer the phone. I pull up. He's getting out of his garage trying to run a bitch through the back door. You got the wrong one for that. You got the wrong one for that. Don't play no games with me.
Okay, so now I guess my next question comes is, what did you do once you called him? I mean, because stalkers are kind of psychotic, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what he said. He told her she's crazy. I said, oh, I am crazy for letting you fuck over me. You told me you need a week to get your hair together, not a week to go fuck somebody else. So, you know, I have to fool, you know. Then he's going to try to, he's going to tell the girl, come on. They're going to run in the house like I ain't shit. I took my car and ran into his garage door. Then the bitch at the back of my garage door and the motor went out of his garage.
Wow, that's fucked up. Okay.
No, it's
okay.
not, because he shouldn't have been playing. That, if he didn't want to fuck with me like that, he shouldn't have been fucking with me like that. You got the wrong one.
Amen.
Okay. Calm down. I don't want you to go back to this motherfucker over. It's okay.
I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want. I ain't finna kick it with you for a week so I can back up. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me you need a week to realize is this what you really want before I get into it. Then I ride up on the late night and see you creeping a hole through the back door.
Wait, but y'all only been together for a week, though.
What?
You said y'all was only together for a week.
No. We was kicking it 3 years.
3 weeks?
We 3 years. We was kicking
it. Oh, okay, okay, okay. I'm sorry.
He told me that he needed a week. He wanted to back up for a week so he can get his head together to see if this is what he really wants. 3 years you've been fucking with me, now you want to see if this is what you really want. Okay, I'm going to make sure this ain't what you want. Why you trying to sneak a little hole through the back door?
He said,
oh, little tank, tank that a bitch.
All right, what's up? Hey, we got Candy on the line. Brother Candy, what's happening, baby?
What's going on, baby? What's going
what's
on?
Good?
Okay, tonight's topic is stalkers. You got a story for me?
Well, you know, of course, I've had my share of stalkers. My baby daddy told me he's going to be a stalker if I let him go. So I guess he's going to be stalking me because I let him go today.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you and him again?
It's over. It's over. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done. Please believe me.
Okay. Who you got online with you, Candy?
Candy.
Candy, how you doing, sweetheart?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. How many men that stalked you?
Have I had somebody that stalked me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I have. But see, I'm not going to be the stalk. He ain't going to stalk me. I'll get even.
So you stalk her, too?
So, well, no. I didn't stalk him. I just let him know what the business was. He left me alone after that.
There you go.
Okay.
He was so scared of me. I'm the one your mama warned you about, okay?
Yeah,
he sound like he needs to be rolling with Miss T.
Ain't it,
though? Okay.
What's up, Sean?
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing.
All right, tonight's topic is stalkers. Yeah, you ever had any?
Of course.
You have?
Hell yeah, I had that real stalker, that stalker that you sitting in the house with all the lights down beating on your ass. When you come in from the club, stalker.
Damn, well, I mean, okay, I guess my question is, what the hell did y'all do to these men to just make them want to stalk you like this?
Shit, I had a bitch stalking me.
Come here, who said?
Butter,
you said you had a bitch stalking you.
Yes, she moved to the same city I was in and everything. I moved. She followed me.
So was this your girlfriend or something?
Used to be.
Okay. Now, y'all, I'm hearing all these stories. I'm hearing all these stories about this, that these men and women are stalking y'all. But, I mean, come on now. I mean, is anybody leading these people on? I mean, are you leading them on to think that it's more than what it is, and then when they find out, they kind of just snap off a little bit?
Uh-uh.
That's what I did when I found out that nigga was playing me.
Nah, I mean, shit. She got married, so she shouldn't have never, you know, it should have been done after that one.
Wait a minute, the girl got married?
Yeah, she got married.
I guess
okay, she got
sex we put on them.
Wait a minute. So let me get this right now. She got married, but she still kept stalking you.
Yes.
I mean, was y'all engaging in threesomes or something?
Before she got married, yeah.
No, was y'all engaging with her husband? Or something like that?
Did we? I think we did have a couple, yeah.
Just trying to get you to come on back into the fold.
Oh, but that's not what it was going to happen. You know, I told her I was done. When she said I do, I ain't trying to break up on no happy home.
So was they boyfriend and girlfriend at the time of the threesome?
They were engaged to be married, yeah.
Well, how was you breaking up a happy home? Hell, I mean, they already knew what you was doing. I mean, you was already a part of them before
they
even
invited
happened.
To do it.
Yeah. But he was flirting, and she didn't know he was flirting.
Okay, but I mean, he still. I mean, it was still like, maybe I'm overlooking something. I don't know.
Maybe she just wanted it for herself and didn't want no marriage.
I mean, she.
You said
she was still calling me her bitch, like, you know, telling him that she was gonna leave him and come back to me and all that other kind of stuff, and. I mean, I changed numbers. She, you know, first she moved into the same apartment complex I was living in before I moved from back home. Then I moved down here. Then she found out where I lived at. Then she started calling me. Then I moved again. She started calling me. I ain't never give her my phone number.
Oh, okay.
Surprise,
so what?
Surprise.
You and her friends now? Do y'all even associate?
I moved again. She don't know where I'm at.
Oh, so now so yeah, there's no type of communication with her now.
None.
Oh, okay, all right. Now, okay, time. I gotta ask this, man. I mean, you listening to this, and then with the exception, and Miss T is the only honest one. She the only one that actually admitted to doing some stalking herself. I mean, do you believe all these women when they say none of them ever stalked? They ain't never did the stalking. They just been stalked.
No, I don't believe that. I'm sorry, I don't believe it.
I don't stay around long enough to stalk nobody.
Ain't it the truth?
But so you give them a taste of their own medicine, and it opens their eyes up.
Mm.
Yeah, because they think they're doing the shit and they giving it to you and this and that. And
yeah,
then,
and you give it to them the same way they're giving it to you.
Yeah.
And
then
sooner or later, they'll be like, damn.
Then one day I'll just like, oh,
no
I'm
guy,
gone.
Y'all ain't never stalked no guy. Come on.
Like I said,
you
give them a taste of their own medicine. You stalk me, I stalk you. And you don't like how it feels, you'll leave me the hell alone.
Look, when
I ain't got time for that.
When that man tell you, when he say, hey, look, don't call my motherfucking house no more, what y'all do? He hang up on you and you call right back. You don't call no more.
Uh-uh.
You call right
you
back.
You tell me don't call, I ain't calling.
Right.
Point
that's
blank.
What I say now. That's what you say now.
No, because where
in,
I got you,
life.
I got to get another one.
Come on. Come on now.
Dick
this
is time to know.
We keep it real around here.
And I'm real.
I'm being real.
I'm the realist.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that stalks somebody, I don't care who you is.
Nope.
Everybody
okay.
Stalks somebody.
Okay, now, in all fairness, we don't have time. Have you ever stalked somebody?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, you stalked a lot of people?
No, just one. just one.
Oh, we thought maybe you'd be branded a stalker or something.
Yeah.
No, just one. Just one. That's it.
Okay. All right. I mean,
I'll
take
it back, so fuck it.
Okay.
Did she stalk you back?
I will admit, I have stalked once. I have stalked.
Everybody
I mean,
has.
Now, okay, now, what's your definition of stalk? I mean, like riding by the house, checking to see if anybody at the house or anything like that, which I know really don't mean nothing because a motherfucker parked their car and walked in to do anything else. But,
right.
I mean, but
when somebody when somebody say, leave me the fuck alone, and you don't, you stalk
mm-hmm.
me. You stalking.
Yeah, I could agree with that. But, I mean, just say you had a fight or something and you leave.
And your mind gets to playing tricks on you. And I mean, whether you're male or female, I mean, everybody had a fight and then left and they mind to play tricks on them. Like, I wonder what this bitch doing. This punk-ass nigga, I know he up to no good. So you ride past the house or something. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody's done that. Nah, you mean tell me, Janine, you've never done that?
No. Give me high five, girl.
I have never did that.
Well, I have to admit I have, but, I mean, like I said, you give them a taste of their own medicine and they leave you the hell alone.
So in other words, you just saying you only did it just to give them a taste of their own medicine. You really didn't care if you found out nothing or not.
No, because the thing is you ain't going to play me like no fool because my mama didn't raise one. So you want to make my life hell, so I'm making your life just the way you made mine.
Yeah.
Give them a taste of male medicine and they'll leave you the hell alone at some time. But my baby daddy just don't know until he's locked up. That's the only time I get any peace. Any peace. This is riding past your house and you got a duck because he done got into another car and rode past your house. He done married women over and over again and still stalking me.
Well, what the hell you
did
to him?
What'd you do? You done something.
She gave him that fire.
I gave, you know.
Me and don't stalk women.
I have two children.
Me and love can take it either too. And one, especially when you have children, they think they own you.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm going to go down the line. And I'm going to ask this question. And I'm going to start with Ms. Toy. Toy.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask this question. Do you believe it's because of your sex that this man is stalking you?
No, I believe it's because he's stupid as fuck. It's him. It ain't got nothing to do with what I did because he was screwing somebody before he met me. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that. It's in his head. Thank God he is.
Okay, I understand that. Janine, let me ask. Janine, do you think it's the same thing? Janine?
Baby Toy snapping off tonight.
Yeah. I think it's the same that makes them stalk you.
No. I don't think it is. I think it's in their head. I think it's when they can't
have. So you got that shit to
something.
Make you look for you in the daytime with a flashlight.
In the daylight with a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them might,
but I think some of them is just, you know, when you tell them they can't have something, it's just like, you know, taking candy from a baby or something. They can't have it no more. Then they want to stalk you and act crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all deal with a lot of deranged-ass men.
There's a lot of deranged-ass men in this world.
Amen.
That's why you've got to come a deranged woman to show them what the hell you mean. You mean business.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. This is candy talking, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Candy. No, that means that you're just as deranged as he is, and you're gonna go up and play this game.
Just give him a taste of their own medicine, basically.
No, that means you're just as deranged.
Well, maybe.
If he ran past your house at 12:45 and you ran past his house at 1:45, both of you.
Oh no! It ain't like that. It ain't like that. Once it's done, it's done.
Okay, I understand. Miss T, what about you? Do you believe it's the sex that made him go crazy?
No. No.
I can't talk. You don't want to do the stalking, so, I mean, what is the sex?
It ain't the sex. It's just the motherfucker trying to make a damn fool out of you. That's what caused me to do some stalking. He tries to make a damn fool out of me, and I let you know I ain't that damn fool who you think I am. I ain't finna play no games with you. Why you think you want to play games? I'm finna bring your shit to you and put it in your face. You can call
everything
it
done in the dark comes to the light.
Call it whatever you want to call it. But I'm coming.
You get what you deserve.
Hmm. Okay. Now, buddy, you said everything dark, in the dark comes to the light.
Mm-hmm.
You should be living in a lap. You know, the sun just stay around your ass 24/7, huh? No, I'm just joking.
I put my shit out there on, in the open from jump. I ain't got no reason to lie. You either like it or you don't.
Tell them both.
I hear you.
But everybody ain't real like that.
Well,
well, check this out, y'all. Check this out. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna jump into this chronicle. We're gonna jump into that very first one. I mean, is that cool? Can I play that very first one for y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to play this very first chronicle. We're going to come back and see what's what, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sitting here reminiscing on my past sexual encounters. Once in a while. This is the one I believe took me from a boy to a man. It involves an older lady who was the secretary of the job I worked at. To say I had a crush on her, that was an understatement. It was a 10-year age difference. So I thought my chances to get with her were pretty slim, if I had any at all. Then I noticed the smiles that would appear every time I walked in the office, the way that she would cling to every word I said while looking at me as she was waiting on me to ask something personal. I told a coworker. He told me I was reading too much into it. But, of course, my arrogance wouldn't let me believe that. So one Friday, I went in the office and just stared. She looked away blushing, so I continued to stare with a devilish grin, so she can make sure that she can notice my dimples. She went to the copier and began to stare back with the same devilish grin. She began to walk towards me and said very seductively,
"You know, staring is not going to get us anywhere."
Then I looked at her. "Well, what are you doing this weekend?" She began to giggle and say,
"Why?"
I looked for a second, thinking to myself, "It's not never." So I said nonchalantly, "Maybe we could do something." Now she really starting to laugh as she walks to her desk. So she responds,
"Like what?"
So I looked at her and gently bit my bottom lip and said, "You tell me." Suddenly the laughter stops.
"You serious?"
So I take a pen off her desk. As I'm looking for something to write on, she hands me a piece of paper. I write down my number and I hand it to her. "I won't take it if you ain't gonna use it." She took the number. So I walked away with my swag at an all-time high. Well, Saturday evening came around. I got my phone call. She asked me, could I come over to her sister's apartment? So I asked, what time? She giggled and said,
"What's wrong with now?"
I calmly asked for the address. While mentally, I was jumping around as if I hit the lottery. I got to the apartment, and I remember giving myself this pep talk and feeling nervous and excited at the same time. I rung the buzzer, and then I heard her voice.
Yes.
My hormones raced. I said, "It's Cass," with my best Barry White voice. I walked in. As I went up the stairs, I could see the door crack. I could hear a faint sound of jealousy playing in the background. I slowly pushed the door open, and I seen one of the most elegant apartments ever, far from the places I'd constantly frequent. I looked at the coffee table, noticing an assortment of different cheeses. And I looked back to see my babe standing there, semi-wet, with a lingerie that was clinging to her body, over two wine glasses, and a bottle of white Zinfandel. She walked towards and gave me a soft, wet, yet swift kiss, looked at me and said,
"Damn, I've been waiting a year to do that."
I said, "Oh, really?" We began to walk to the couch, me looking at her in such a seductive manner, we instantly began kissing passionately. She gently pushed me towards the couch. I laid down. She began to straddle me. Then I noticed that she was kind of sweating. I asked what's wrong. She smiled and said,
"After that kiss, now I'm nervous."
Needless to say, you already don't. My confidence is at an all-time high. So I take her hand and softly kissed it. I said, "Let me ease your mind." So I directed her hand slowly down my chest until it got to my waist. And then I gave her a soft kiss. She began to unfasten my belt and unloosen my pants and slowly caress my throbbing manhood. She began to laugh and says,
"Shit, now I'm really nervous."
So I lay her down. I began to kiss her ever so gently. As I began to remove her lingerie, I began to kiss her inner thigh, thinking to myself, I have to impress. So I flattened my tongue out as if I was licking an ice cream cone, and softly began to lick her pussy. She began to quiver, so I began to tongue kiss her clitoris. As she began to moan, licking my tongue up, I began to lick frantically as I started an overflow of her coming and her yelling my name. Suddenly, I stood up and said, "Where's the bear bone?" And in a panting voice, she said,
"Right there."
So I began to completely undress. Then I walked towards the bear bone. I looked back at her and said, "You come?" She raised her head up again and said,
"I think I'm still doing that."
I walked in the room, laid across the bed. She walked in with two glasses of wine. I sat up and said, "Thank you." With one go, she finished drinking her wine.
"Now I need to show you what I can do."
Now she's licking me up and down as if she was licking the milk in the ice cream cone. As she got to the tip, she looked up at me, slowly deep-throated my dick until I couldn't see it anymore. Let me tell you, which is not an easy task to do. Then she paused. I guess she could tell that I was totally amazed. She raised up slowly and began to swerve her tongue around the head of my dick. And with one swift motion, my dick disappeared again. For the next 10 to 15 minutes, I was clutching the sheet. Finally, I pulled her up by her head and told her to lay on her back. I began to kiss her on her neck as I positioned myself between her legs. I raised up, put one leg on my shoulder. As I looked at her face, I could tell she was anticipating me with bated breath. So I slowly inserted the head. Her eyes got big. My ego went through the roof. I began to take long, deep strokes, each one harder than the last, and topped up a warm, wet sensation hit my stomach. And in a crying type of moan, she yells out,
"Terrence, don't stop."
So I'm pounding that pussy with such force the bed is moving back and forth. Suddenly, with one motion, I flip her over on her stomach, pull her up by her hips, and begin to get her long, hard strokes from the back. I looked up and seen us in the mirror. I must say, I was mesmerized with what I was looking at. So I began to pull her hair. She let out a scream.
"Yes, fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me."
So now, swift and hard is the pace, with me periodically looking in the mirror to see her facial expressions. Now, I'm starting to feel myself reach my climax. And I guess she could feel it too. But she said to me,
"Babe, tell me when you're about to come."
I couldn't even answer her because the speed I was going. But when I finally got to that point, I pulled out ready to release. She spent the round and swallowed my dick whole. All I could do was let out a loud moan. As I felt the suction from my mouth, she slowly released me from her grasp, looked at me and said,
"Damn, boy, you good."
She got up. Man, and I collapsed in the bed thinking, "Oh my gosh, she swallowed me." She entered the room with a tray with cheese, crackers, and wine. She laid across the bed and began to feed me. She said there was nothing like she expected. I quickly had the response. "Me neither." We both agreed it would be for the best that we both kept this our little secret. However, after that, I did notice the ladies in the office start to look at me a little different. As if I was a little bit more mature. Yeah, so that right there, that's number one of Cass Chronicles. Thank y'all.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's up, y'all?
Oh, nice, nice.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's wrong? Everybody's so quiet.
Their hands is occupied, and their minds is probably occupied, too.
Janine, where you at, baby?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And check this out. I got a question for y'all. Now, I'm going to ask this question. Y'all going to be honest with me. All right, check it out. Has somebody ever asked y'all to do something that was just so over the top that you just couldn't do it? Or if you did do it, it made you look at that person in a different kind of way? I'm going to start with you, Janine.
Have they asked me to do something that was just so outrageous?
Just over the top. I mean, when they asked you, you was like, "What? What? Do what?"
Um, hell?
What? You speechless?
Yeah, because I...
What?
Usually I do it.
Okay, okay.
I mean, nothing ain't really too outrageous for me because I done did everything.
I know, that's right.
You know, things that were outrageous to me was when I hung out with the gays. You know, a couple of my friends was gay when I was in Minnesota. And some shit I seen with them, I ain't do too much, but I seen a lot of shit with them that was outrageous.
So, I mean, did it make you look at them like, okay, I can't look at y'all the same no more?
I mean, they was gay. They was my friends. You know, I can't judge what they do.
Yeah, okay.
That was typical stuff to me because I've seen it all the time, so.
Whatever, that friendship would have been severed. Sorry, I'm not watching no men do shit. No, you're not my friend.
Well, we used to go to the gay club together and stuff, so.
Okay, you being gay, me knowing you gay is one thing, but me actually... You tell my wife I'm finna go fuck him? Oh, no, nah, motherfucker. Now the friendship is gone. I'm sorry. Miss T, what's up, baby?
I can't think of nothing right now.
No. I mean, so ain't nothing. Nothing no man ever said asked you to do, and you just look like, what? Are you crazy? No, I see you fall in the category. Well, huh?
Pretty much.
Not too crazy. You love this tea. I ain't mad at you, baby. I ain't mad at all. Joy?
Nah. Nope. I ain't never been asked nothing crazy.
Okay. All right, now I'm focus on butter and candy.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter which order y'all want to go. Butter, candy, butter. I mean, something just outrageous.
Well, I think that, honestly, me, everything that was asked of me, I tried it at least once. So.
And me, no. I ain't never been asked no crazy shit.
I mean... See, wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. Now you mean tell me everybody on here, nobody's ever looked at a man like you actually asked me to do this.
Well, I have, man.
That was a time of holler at me. Well, I mean, hey, somebody ever asked you to do something so outrageous that you just
hell
have
yeah
to look at.
Yes, indeed.
When she asked you, could she stick her thumb up your ass?
Hell no, she ain't that motherfucker crazy. She asked me.
Thumb up a man's ass. All of this bullshit for the past 2 weeks now. What is y'all problem? What is that?
We get y'all used to the idea.
Yeah.
Don't wear that shit. Mm. I mean, every conversation, it ends with that big thumb up all the time, man.
It is.
All right, that
shit.
What happened?
I don't go down like that. Man, she asked me to lick her ass, man. I
look at her
out of my fucking mind. What's wrong with that?
What?
Man, there's some things that I'm just not going to do, and that's what I'm not.
You ain't never licked a female's ass.
Hell no.
You
I ain't thinking about it. I ain't thought about it. I ain't going to try it, so don't ask me. Fuck that. I don't get down like that. I'm cool.
You act like you just sleep with another man or something.
Go ahead, dog.
I ain't licking nobody's ass.
Hey, after you do it, you stand up and you tell
him. I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
Damn, shit. I ain't looking nobody. That shit pissed me off, man. What do you think you is asking me some shit like that? Fuck out of here. I ain't. Fuck that.
It's going to be all right.
I mean, did you ever talk to a girl again after asked you to do it?
Hell no, I ain't say nothing else to her.
Wow.
Fuck that, man. Like, she went home and that was it. I ain't gonna call you no more, nothing. That pissed me off. Like, that shit's supposed to be voluntary. You don't ask no motherfucker to do that shit. It's supposed to be voluntary, right?
So, I mean, I could just picture after she, I mean, what? I bet you just...
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
So if, say y'all having sex, the first couple of times y'all have sex, you didn't give her oral sex, or she didn't give you oral sex, you would have lost it or got upset if she would have asked you, could she get some head?
Hey. What we said about that on here?
I forgot.
I don't have no problem with doing that. I got a problem with licking somebody's ass.
Hello,
I ain't licking nobody's ass.
Hold on. You do got a problem with giving head.
He got amnesia.
That term doesn't bother me.
That term has been banned from Sin City.
Head is good.
I told you, now we got to go back on this again. That's just like I said, y'all don't want no man telling y'all come suck my titty.
Yes, you can.
Okay, really, what's wrong with that?
This is not anatomy.
And you like, well, baby, what you want me to do? And I say, suck my titty. You actually, that really turns you on.
I want to see how you're going to react to me sucking your titties. Let me see how you react to all that.
You said what?
I want to see how you're going to react to me sucking your titty. I probably don't already did it. You won't even have to ask me.
Okay. No, you're not answering the question. I said if I asked you in that type of manner, hey, come suck my titty, I mean, that would actually turn you on.
I want to see what's going on, yeah.
So for me... And I don't know. I mean, okay. All right, if y'all say so.
So she came to you and straight up said, hey, come lick my butt. It wasn't romantic or nothing. The girl just said, lick my butt.
Okay, now, a girl can tell me anything, but I'm just saying, a man telling you suck my titty, come on now, Candy. I mean, that really sounds, that's a turn on to you.
I mean, I'll lick your titty anyway.
Amen.
Okay, but
you ain't got to tell me because I won't think twice.
Thank you.
Once again, y'all keep going around the question. I'm saying if he said it to you, if he said those words, if those words came out of his mouth, hey, come suck my titty, that would actually turn you on.
I mean... Hell, I mean, like I said, it's done anyway. I lick all over you. Okay,
You're still going around the court. You know what? Don't worry about it.
I just don't understand how the woman told him, her just told him, hey, come lick my ass.
She said like that. She said like that. She tried to be slick. She's like, go down a little bit lower. I was like, what?
Okay, she was beating Mountain Bush.
What you mean go down a little bit lower? What are you talking about? What you trying to ask me? Once you started, I got upset. She tried to play it off, but shit, it was too late. You fucked up with me. I ain't the one. You better go catch one of them other motherfuckers out there that do that shit. I don't do that shit.
Oh, there's a motherfucker that does that because I got my ass licked last night. Okay.
You better keep that motherfucker close.
Oh, yeah.
That you just gonna put the man business out there after he did something like that, huh?
He liked what he did. He wouldn't have never did it.
So, nah.
Say his name, then. Say his name.
You bad motherfucker.
I ain't gonna put his name out there like that.
No, okay. Because you know you'll tear your ass up if you ever found out.
Hopefully in a good way.
Say his name then. Because you know what's going to happen if you say his name.
You got knocked the fuck out, man. He ain't crazy.
He ain't no fool.
He sure ain't.
Right, well, say his name then on some shit like that.
You go around telling everybody he's licking ass. What did that comedian say? He's sitting there with the ass face.
Jack, you got
that's
the ass face.
That's all confidential. But I ain't gonna look at him no different because he done lick my ass.
Well, you know what? Hey, for some men, they like to lick ass, but other men...
I with pussy.
I'm not licking nobody's ass for no reason.
You might mistakenly slip down and lick my asshole. You never know.
I'm an expert. I ain't slipping. I don't slip.
Oh, boy. Y'all is not right. Something's not right with y'all women tonight.
They talking about licking ass, sticking thumbs in ass, burning motherfuckers' dicks off. What the fuck is this world coming to?
Oh, man, we going to leave that whole conversation. That was wrong on so many levels yesterday.
I missed it. I was so sad.
Oh, my God.
Y'all missed it.
I let Toy explain that one. she was just so animate and happy about what had happened. Fill them in, Toy. Yeah, you know that was your thing right there.
It is. Okay. This girl got tired of her dude Chino. So you go out and see her again. She get him home. Well, he come home. And she's a half sex with a man. I got the story right. She screwed him, right? He laying in the bed, butt-ass naked. She get up like, baby, I'm finna go find you some chicken. You know, cook you something to eat. Get some hot. Real fucking hot. So that's about 10, 15 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
10 degrees, get all hot, boiling hot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This nigga laying in the bed, butt-ass naked. She pulls the cover and pours the whole pot.
Damn, that's a third degree burns, right?
Oh, it's way more. You go on the internet, you go to my Facebook page, you can actually see the picture of his shriveled up penis. Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, I'm on here right now.
That's crazy. Right now, it's you don't fuck up the dick like that.
Say that's a piece of that's a prized property. Leave that alone, huh?
You leave that alone. I'm with that. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally, the women with some common sense. You leave that alone.
You learn how to handle your business and don't get caught. Then you won't have to worry about all that.
Thank you. See, they wanted to jump on me yesterday because I agree with the woman. I understood why the fuck she snapped. I understand if they happen to a man and he turns around to some motherfucking ass grease on a woman. Okay, you know y'all about to fuck up. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You kept doing the same shit. How many times do I have to beg and plead with you? Don't do it. We don't know if this nigga gave this girl AIDS, syphilis. He could have gave her anything, fucking with all these women. But you promising you love me and all this other shit. I'm going to burn you. Lorena Bobby did it.
Ain't it?
Okay. Cut his shit off.
Well, then why don't you just leave?
His body. My fault. What you say?
I said, why wouldn't you just leave then instead of doing
exactly.
All that? I don't understand that.
Well, you hurt me, I have to hurt you, right?
Thank you.
Because
sometimes it's
like,
no. Just to leave.
It is best to just leave.
Well, he is in jail. She is in jail
yeah,
now.
Yeah, see, now, did she have kids?
Yeah, they had kids together.
See? Now the kids don't have a mother. And he, that's crazy. That's crazy. I don't understand that. I understand you get mad. Yeah, he might want to fight you if a woman does, you know, things like that. A lot of people cheat, but, you know, if women do that, a man gets mad, they want to fight. I can understand you want to fight or something like that, but to actually do physical harm, to actually want to hurt that person, I don't understand that.
And you know, his son, he got a son, he hate his mama. You done fucked daddy up. That daddy gonna show me how to piss when his shit don't work no more.
And that's just like a man cutting our clips off or some shit. Now that's some crazy shit.
But they do that in Africa, so okay.
Wow.
I know. I said that's crazy.
Oh no. Don't mess with my I'd have to. Oh my goodness, I don't see how that could happen.
Well, I said it yesterday, and I said it again.
He ain't bothering you, so don't fuck with him.
Now, where is this picture at, Toy?
Oh, my God. I'm looking at the picture right now. Man, that shit look gross as hell.
Where is it on Facebook?
Oh, God.
You got it on Facebook?
I think it's back on YouTube, too. It's on Facebook. It's on my page. It ain't, like, posted. It's on my page, but it's under somebody else's name because I would dare not post something like that on my page. Just because I knew about it before it even got on the Internet.
That's nasty, man. He's fucked up for life.
Right. All the skin grafts in the world ain't going to save that man.
Oh, there's blisters and shit? Oh, that shit's fucking nasty.
Yeah, he'll think twice before he sticks in another bitch, though.
Okay,
but, yeah, but what about the men that try to kill the women and stuff because they're cheap?
Exactly.
What's wrong with that? It's okay for a man, but it ain't okay for a woman?
We're not condoning none of that. All of it is senseless. We're not condoning.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying both of them.
Now, what y'all trying to say is that it's okay for the woman to do it, but when a man, but the man is, no, it's all senseless. All of it is stupid. I mean, I understand emotions get the better of you sometimes. But, I mean, come on now. The love for that person, you're not going to really, you might do some type of harm, but you're not, come on, man. You're not going to do all that. That bitch was just a vindictive, evil asshole. Dirty bitch.
You said it like she can hear you.
Right.
She is not the fuck up.
Maybe she got a phone. Maybe that's how on this line list. Now, you know, we do go all over America.
This is bad, man.
Give it a try.
God.
Nah.
You should have killed that bitch.
Well, I bet that was painful.
Oh, Lord. Yeah,
we woke up in a hot mess.
That shit instead of running into his ass.
Bet you won't eat fried chicken no more.
Oh, Chris Brown, no bullshit. What? Chris Brown, no bullshit. Chris Brown looking ass.
You gotta listen to that. Somebody on my Facebook page. Are you on my Facebook page?
Yes.
Play the song. When we get off the air, you have to play. That little boy is doing some things, honey. That song is right.
I can't wait. I see he licking ass Father Time. He licking
it's
ass.
Right. It's lovely.
You
might want to take a note.
What do you do? Because I'm cool.
Wait. He said, okay, ain't no bullshit. Here we know what we came to do. Let's get it in.
I mean, goddamn. I mean, any guy like
that. We like to have fun. We like to make jokes, fool around, things of that nature, and have a good time.
But y'all just pressing the issue too goddamn far with this ass licking thing.
Okay, so you ain't never
licked ass.
I do whatever I need to do, and after I'm finished, it's a wrap.
Okay, timer. Why
you
want me to
look at nobody's ass?
But what?
I don't give a fuck. Who it is? Huh?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
What you mean? What's the difference? Shit, come out of there.
And women bleed, everyone. What is your point?
Exactly.
Yeah, but they ain't bleeding that gay. She might just get the fresh ass shit, boy. You can't just get room.
Hold on. Hold on, man. Now, let me ask you. Now, they hitting you kind of hard, Timer. Now, do you women do it?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, not me.
that was that Miss T, not me.
Fuck that.
Butter candy. What do y'all do?
Well, I don't lick ass.
Oh, but you want to
But he can lick mine, yeah.
No. I gotta, you know what?
You better take your ass to the store with that.
It's real crazy.
I do it all. And he enjoys every moment of it.
And as well as he should.
I didn't breastfeed a dude before.
Me too, girl.
They didn't like that shit. I don't know what the... They got mommy issues.
I breastfed several times. Mm-hmm. I got excited.
Held him like a baby.
Uh-huh.
He just sat that sucker.
Uh-huh. I said, how it tastes? He said, sweet. I said, that's what I'm talking about.
God.
Sweet butter, sweet butter.
Okay, now time. Let me ask you. Are you too old to be breastfed?
Never. I ain't never too old to be breastfed. But I ain't licking no ass. Just make sure I stress that. That's not
you
going to
lick it if I sit on your face.
I like that taste, sweet. That sweet taste. Your eyes gonna be closed. Cause all that ass on your face. You ain't gonna have your eyes open seeing what's going on. You just gonna be like.
Y'all just ain't right for all that shit.
And then you know what? When I push your ass off me, push you to the floor.
Yeah, right. You guys can kiss my black ass.
Kiss my black ass.
Whatever.
Put your ass in my face and see what happens.
What are you going to do, bite it?
I'm going to catch a case. You don't just do that shit, man.
I haven't heard about that.
Nobody. Come on, man. That's some shit you're supposed to discuss.
And she tried to, and you got mad.
We're not going to do it, but we can talk about it.
We are going to discuss it.
Wow.
And if you ask me,
I kick that country ass to the curb.
Wow. So really, you ain't trying to have a discussion about it either. You just on some bullshit.
Right.
No. We can talk about it all day. That don't mean I'm going to do it. But we can discuss it.
And she tried. You got mad.
Hell yeah, I got mad.
So you can't discuss
like
it.
You
can't discuss it.
You're contradicting yourself.
You surely is.
Look, I'm discussing it so it don't turn into an argument.
Mm-hmm.
That's how y'all are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
That's exactly how y'all,
right.
Y'all just look to start shit.
Mm.
Y'all wake up to start shit.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You messing with the wrong ones, then.
Amen.
Okay.
I ain't discussing nothing. Whatever we do is in the moment.
Give it to me, Daddy. Give it to me.
Hell yeah.
Well, fuck with me. That moment ain't gonna never come. I ain't doing that.
Hey man, well, check this out, dog. I see we loaded up one of these old pranks, man. What you think? Think we need to let that ride?
We short on time now, man.
Huh?
We short on time.
Okay, well, we'll play next week then.
Yeah. We can go ahead and start those shout outs because we all on time.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, check this out, though. You know, we still got this website, sincity.spruce.com. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up, you know what I'm saying? Put your page on there. I'll let your boys get down. You know what I'm saying? We still got the chat room open. We still do what we do. Just because we moved it from .name to Spruce, we still doing the same old things. All right, put that page up.
True that. Hey, we should have a contest. Whoever can load up the funniest video. Because that reporter shit, that shit was fucking hilarious. I ain't lying. That shit was funny. That motherfucker was true. He was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
That shit was
I
funny.
I do believe that was the funniest by far. Well, check it out. We're going to get
hilarious.
Time to get the shots out. Janine, you got any last words for us, baby?
Yeah. I said, Tommy, you talk too much shit. I'm about to get... your ass.
Your big ass on my face and see what happens.
You ain't gonna be able to do nothing. You gonna
but
be
eat
trying.
It up.
You better handcuff me first.
Yeah, you be mad at me later after I walk out the door. After I'm done with you.
Make sure I don't get loose before you leave. That's all I'm saying. I will be visiting 708 area code real quick.
You gonna be curled up like a baby when I get through with you.
You can try. You can try to get on my face if you want. You better make sure it's a pussy right there in the back of my mouth and not no asshole.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking off.
So I put fear in a gorilla to the sting from a bee.
Right on.
You got to be an ignorant motherfucker to fuck with me.
Yeah. Ignorant motherfucker. Because I'm gonna bite. I'm biting meat, flesh, everything.
Damn.
Ain't nothing
I don't
want
to.
Ain't nothing.
I like to be bit.
I'll tell you that.
I like to be bitten. So.
I'm taking chunks. Put your
let's move it
face
on, because you ain't doing nothing that I don't like.
Put your ass in my
hold
face.
On,
I'm gonna take chunks of that motherfucker out.
Hey. Miss T, you got any last words?
What?
I said you got any last words for us.
I don't have no last words,
so
I'm good.
Oh, okay. Barter, Candy, any last words?
Sorry that I was late, but I still enjoyed myself. Now I got to put myself to sleep, but I'm good. I'm free and single, so I ain't tripping.
Okay, what about you,
my first time,
part?
But I enjoyed myself.
Okay. That's good to know. So you all going to put up a page, right? Because everybody else on here got a page. So we expect to see Candy on sincity.spruce.com real soon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, my girl, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's... Miss Toya, any last words, baby?
Good night, y'all. I love y'all. God bless y'all.
Love you too, baby.
Love you too.
Y'all so love for me. Y'all don't fuck y'all.
What?
I say y'all don't love me too. All right. I said I love all y'all. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing but some
I said I love you, baby.
I love you too, boo. I ain't talking to y'all. I heard y'all. I'm talking to them niggas.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Kill
your ass to bed. Love you too, baby.
Players row.
Any last words, Tommy?
Good night. I love you.
Yeah, I got some last words, man.
Y'all still ain't told me y'all love me.
We love you,
we
too,
We love you.
We love you,
right,
too. Now,
your $5 ass down before I make change.
Damn.
Wait a minute, who you say that to, nigga?
I'm
out of my warm, happy spot. I just say, oh, wait a minute, hold up.
Mm-hmm. Girl, I'm trying to figure out, too.
Well, are you,
wrong button, people. God
oh,
damn.
Boy. Honey, I done got hot all over again and started seeing red. Okay, I love y'all.
Lord, you don't want to do her like that, not tonight.
Told you I'm having stalker issues, see? I need some love.
You ain't got nothing but love for Bob, baby. Tom, any last words?
Yeah, man, good show, man. And tell the brothers to quit looking ass, man. Won't get down like that.
Whatever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Janine, you need to come holler at me because I want to see you sit your ass on my face.
Yeah. I do, too. I do, too.
somebody bring a video camera.
Hey, I'll do all of that. I'll do all that. Mm-hmm.
That shit on Sin City.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you ain't no tongue touching, no brown holes.
You ain't going to be able to say shit after this one. But I apologize.
No,
I'm going to have to take back my last
out.
Statement.
Mm-hmm. I am not one of them brothers. I am not one of them brothers that make ass.
Right.
All right. You keep thinking that if you want. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. We way past our time, y'all. We
yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tyrese.
Be my
yes.
Wait a minute, goddammit. I didn't get no last words, and I'm not playing shit until I get some last words up in here.
How you gonna cut Tyrese off?
Because I didn't get no last words, and I didn't play any time with cutting me off like that. Now back to our schedule program.